Assembly Hall was warm and rocking last night, Smitty, as the Hoosiers knock off the top five ranked and number one in the Big Ten, Iowa Hawkeyes. Indiana opened or closed as a favorite in that game, so the Hoosiers. Six wins now in seven against top five opponents in the last 5 years. Impressive stuff, and impressive was the, just like we thought it would need to be, a balanced victory last night at the Assembly Hall.
Well, all back even at the top of the Big Ten before a loud and proud sold-out throng in the hall Thursday night. Coach Tom's Hoosiers got that signature win on the resume with its biggest win of the season, knocking off fourth-ranked Iowa 85-78, making it a 14-0 worksheet on the McCracken court this season. After losing a 16-point first-half lead, the Hawks took a 60-56 lead with 9.5 to play, only to have the Hoosiers go on a 14-2 run over a 3-minute stretch to widen things out at 8 at 70-62 with 6:24 to play. A run that was started by freshman guard Harrison Nego, whose basket started the run, his only shot of the game, and then a minute later came up with a steal, the key to Max Bielfeld layup, making the most of his three total minutes for Harrison that he played in the second half. And that rally brought the Hoosier ship back on course, and they never trailed again, although the Hawks cut a 9-point advantage to 3 with 22 seconds to play. But Colin Hartman shut the door on a slam with 13 seconds left off a fine assist from Troy Williams. Yogi Farrell hit 4 of 4 from the line. The final 9 ticks as the Hoosiers rejoined Iowa and Maryland at 10-2 at the top entering the weekend. Iowa, who had been averaging 20 points off the bench, was held scoreless last night as Max Bielfeld's 10 led a 28-0 salvo in that department. The Hoosiers had 5 in double figures, hit 18-21 from the line, had 26 second-chance points, its second-best production there this season, 19 offensive rebounds, its best this year in the 12 Big Ten games to date. Indiana winning the rebound battle 39-35. And it's off to 8th-ranked Michigan State Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. Like Indiana, 20-5, the Spartans on the season coming off that overtime loss to Purdue the other night. By the way, the 85 points produced last night, the most allowed by the Iowa Hawkeyes this season. Hoosiers win it 85-78. We move over to Columbus North for high school hoops tonight. South looking for its 10th in a row, looking to knot things at the top in Conference Indiana with the Southport Cardinals at 5-1 if they can get a win over the Bulldogs. Choctaw and JR at 7 o'clock here on the airwaves. North will play at Terre Haute North. Edgewood looks for its 14th tonight at Eastern. That could be a dandy. The T-Birds played last night, dropped to 12-7 on the year, losing to B&L 77-62. Girls regional hoops tomorrow at noon. Edgewood playing in Danville alongside 10th-ranked Lebanon. That one again at 12 noon. If the Mustangs win, they'll play for the championship at 8 o'clock. The girls' state swimming prelims go tonight at the IU Natatorium at 6. Of course, both local schools looking to move up in the chase for one of the 16 spots in Saturday's finals that will get underway at 1 o'clock at the IU Natatorium. And wrestling down in Evansville, the semi-state tomorrow, Mike Runyon sectional and regional champion South Panthers, 11 qualified. Edgewood has 9. North has 6. Big springboard in the next weekend state at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
In a busy weekend, Joe, and we're not surprised at all as the Hoosiers have to make a road trip to Michigan State. We'll talk about that at 8:45. It shouldn't be easy in the Big Ten. That's why those banners are important. Yeah. That's why people get excited when you win big games like you did against Iowa on Thursday night. Indiana, again, didn't shoot it very well in the second half. Iowa's length, I think, bothered them. They made that adjustment after halftime. They weren't going to give them as many clean looks shooting threes. But the Hoosiers, here's the key, Joe. Indiana makes their foul shots. In the last 2 minutes of any game, that is a huge, huge advantage to have because Yogi is almost automatic going to the line, and that's what makes it exciting. And we'll also talk about the women as they come home, 2 o'clock, Chuck, on Sunday.
Yeah, with Wisconsin.
Yeah. And moved up a spot. We're number 5 now in the league after play last night. So
that goes a long way.
Moving on up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Moving on up.
And then they'll have Minnesota a week from tomorrow. Minnesota wins last night. I think they won 113-70-something. The Gophers got hot. So we'll keep an eye on the Hoosiers. We'll get that IU beat wrapped up. Barry King's water polos in La Jolla for the weekend. I know that. And we'll hear you tonight as well. It's Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. South, big winning streak happening as well.
Yep. Look forward to it tonight.
All right, Joe, great job as always. Get that coffee pot fired up, and we'll get caught up with you at 8:45.
We'll be here. See you guys in a bit.
8:48 at WGCL, full house, and not that show with Bob Saget and John Stamos. There's Julie Warren.
Morning.
Jim Inman.
Morning, sir.
Joe Smith.
You don't even have time to eat those donuts Inman brought in, do you?
Oh, I didn't bring any today.
I didn't bring them because Julie brought in her sticky bun sweet thing, whatever, and Chuck took care of all of that. So.
Watch your
Chuck
language. It's a family show.
Sticky buns.
Run, huh?
Oh, my.
So we sent Chuck on his way with a new gooey. Inman's got the whole heart deal going on next week, so he's not going to be bringing in boxes of donuts,
well,
Joe.
That's true.
We had a few hearts beating last night at the Assembly Hall when the Iowa Hawkeyes cut a 16-point lead down to a 5-point Iowa lead, switched it all around, a 21-point swing, Joe. We knew that would happen. Iowa had fended off a 19-point lead to win at Purdue. They've won at Michigan State. Four seniors and a junior weren't going to fold on the road, but the Hoosiers kept their nerve, hit some big shots late in the shot clock, limited some turnovers late, and Yogi made all his free throws. Hoosiers win 85-78, a great one at the Assembly Hall last night.
You know, I think the early foundation points laid early, a 21-11 rebound advantage the opening 20 minutes, complete with 17 second chance points, thanks in large part to 12 offensive rebounds the opening half, and a bench score that popped in 19 points the first 20 minutes, and a 7-point cushion that had once obviously grown to 16 at the 6:03 mark last night. You knew Iowa would cut it back, and they did. As a matter of fact, they gained their biggest advantage at 4 at 60-56, only to have the very loud and proud crowd get into it, and the Hoosiers went from there. They responded on a 14-2 run over a three-minute stretch that gave Indiana an 8-point advantage. They never trailed again, hitting 14 of 17 from the free throw line in the second half to cement and signature an 85-78 win over the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes, knotting things at 10-2 with the Hawks and Maryland as we begin a weekend of play. But getting back to the early foundation pieces last night, IU still hasn't lost the game rebound battle in the Big Ten this season, spanning now 12 games. It was 39-35 last night, 26 second chance points it wound up thanks to 19 offensive rebounds. Five Hoosiers had at least four rebounds each. Sevens were wild for Thomas Bryant, Troy Williams, and Colin Hartman, each with lucky sevens on Thursday night. And the bench went on to blank Iowa 28-0. First time Indiana's done it against an opponent this year. First time Iowa has had it happen to them, a team that has been averaging 20 points off the Pines through its first 23 games. You know, focus was the operative word this week after the Penn State loss. Focus, staying connected, persistence, and not allowing the Hawks a final comeback. All to Coach Tom had kind of laid out and how the Hoosiers played. And, you know, it was a fact that 10 played last night that Tom put in, and all of them contributed, being in points, rebounds, or steals. And that's how they got it done. Five in double figures, led by Yogi's 14, including 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Four coming the final 9 seconds to keep IU unbeaten at home, recording its 14th straight and a nice shiny star on that postseason resume, beating the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes 85-78. It's off to eighth-ranked Michigan State, like Indiana, a 20-5 ball club, 1 o'clock on CBS. Mentioning hoops, Terry Moore and crew will try to continue to stay unbeaten at home. They move on up to fifth place. They're 8-5. They'll be hosting Wisconsin, looking to avenge a season-opening loss to the Lady Badgers back in January. They'll play at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Elsewhere on the IU beat, a busy weekend, the track and field, the Hoosier Hills invite at Glanstein Fieldhouse. Mike Mayer's golfers are down at Palm Coast, Florida for the Big Ten match play. They'll have Penn State, Minnesota, and Rutgers through Saturday, and then another opponent should the Indiana Hoosiers advance through that. Glenn Wallman's women are down in Puerto Rico at the San Juan Classic there on Sunday. Michelle Gardner's softballers open the season. They'll have five games in Tempe, Arizona, opening up with Nevada later today and winding through the weekend. Barry King has his water polo crew out in San Diego. They'll have four games in the Triton Invitational there. And also on tap is wrestling, seniors night tonight for the 22nd-ranked Hoosiers. They'll be entertaining Rutgers. Rutgers is 15th ranked in the country. By the way, that winning streak for Indiana is 11, and I'm talking about the women going into this Wisconsin game at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Lynn Loring's crew out at the Tennis Center with Tennessee, and the Volunteers will be in town at the Tennis Center at 11 o'clock on Sunday as we glance at a busy IU schedule through the weekend. Busy on the high school basketball beat. We're over at Columbus North Memorial Gymnasium tonight. South looks for its 10th in a row to knot things at the top in Conference Indiana. They'll battle the Columbus North Bulldogs. Chalk Talk with J.R. Holmes at 7 o'clock. Norse at Terre Haute North. Edgewood will travel the short distance over to Eastern Heights to take on the T-Birds. Eastern lost last night to B&L 77-62. Tomorrow, the Edgewood girls play for a regional championship. They have a tough one at noon tomorrow against 10th-ranked Lebanon. Should they upset, that'll be their 18th win. They'll play at 8 o'clock for the championship. Girls State swimming prelims go tonight at the IU Natatorium at 6. The wrestling semi-state down in Evansville at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Mike Runyon, sectional regional champs from South with 11 qualified. Edgewood has 9, North has 6, and it's a big springboard, as I mentioned earlier today, into next weekend state at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. So a big weekend, both on the Hoosier beat and the high school beat.
And that makes for a busy Monday morning, Joe, so we'll get caught up with you then after your holiday trip, Valentine's Day, to see Mr. Valentine with the Michigan State Spartans.
All we need now is TV Teddy to officiate Sunday.
Tom likes TV Teddy, Joe. I've read that in multiple places. He thinks TV Ted does a good job, so maybe that'll be Tom's Valentine's Day present, and we'll stick Denzel with one or two.
Never know.
Go Hoosiers. It's much better heading to Michigan State, avoiding a potential three-game losing streak. It's always good to go there with the win in your back pocket, and best of luck to all our high school athletes this weekend as well. Safe travels, my friend. I'll give you your card on Monday when I see you.
All righty. See you then. Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye, Joe.